Good morning. This is Drea A.E. Encourage coming to you with the encouraging words from the NIV. If anybody know, this is the New King James Version, not the NIV. We're not going to do the NIV today, but the New King James. And we're going to start Psalms 90 today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, for He is good. The eternal God and man's fragility. Men, we are so fragile that we need a God. We need our God, the only God, to come along and strengthen us, to be ahead of us so that we can follow. God, give us grace and mercy every day. And and as long as we are sheltered under His mighty wings, we can strive. We cannot do it alone, okay? Psalms 90, a prayer of Moses, the man of God, says, Lord, You have been our dwelling place in all generations before the mountains were brought forth, or ever You have formed the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, You are God. You turn man to destruction and say, Return, O children of men. For 1,000 years in Your sight are like yesterday's when it is past, and like a watch in the night, You carry them away like a flood. They are like sheep. In the morning, they are like grass which grow up. In the morning, it flourishes and grows up. In the evening, it is cut down and withered. For we have been consumed by Your anger, and by Your wrath, we are terrified. You have set our iniquities before You, our secret sins in the light of Your countenance. For all our days have passed away in Your wrath. We finish our years like a sigh. The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength, they are 90 years. Yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. Who knows the power of Your anger? For as the fear of You, so is Your wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And have compassion on Your servant. Oh, satisfy us early with Your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days in which You have afflicted us, the days in which we have seen evil. Let Your work appear to Your servant in Your glory in their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the works of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands, because we believe and trust in You, in Your power. Lord, we do nothing apart from You, but we do everything with You. Lord, forgive us, so that we will not be carried away in our foolishness, that You will save us. Thank You for the days that You have given us. The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength, they are 80 years. Your strength, Lord, help us. We thank You. When believers are afraid, they can run to a refuge and fortress, God Himself. God's people dwelled in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of His wings. So we trust in You, O Lord, and we believe and have faith in You, O Lord. It is not of ourselves, but it is You that save us, and we are not consumed. Thank You for saving wretches like us, for pulling us up out of the muck and mire of our own self-destructive ways. We are such a negative people. But when we are with You, Lord, and when we are in You and allow You to guide us and lead us, only positive can exist in us. For negative and positive do not mix. One will cancel out the other. And we know that good outweighs evil any day. So Father, have Your way with us. Enlighten us so that we will not be destroyed. And that we will return to You. Sometimes we are stiff-necked, strong-willed, holding on to our own way and our own understanding. But Father, we do not want to waste away. Make us according to the day in which You have afflicted us. Let us turn away from our wicked ways, Lord. The years in which we have seen evil, let Your works appear to Your servant. In Your glory to their children, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the works of our hands for us. Yes, establish the works of our hand. If we are in Christ, we are working for Christ, and we are doing good, not evil. Thank You, Father. Thank You for allowing us to be. You have been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or even You have formed the earth and the world before that. That's powerful. Even from everlasting to everlasting, You are God. And there is nothing that can take that place. Nothing can take Your place. You are God, and You are God all by Yourself. If we could get that into our spirit, and let it rain, and let the fruit of the Spirit rain in us, the gentleness, kindness, peace, love, long-suffering will grow out of us. And with that, patience, the process of the fruit of the Spirit is that we gain patience in You, Lord. Patient in the process of growing strong in You, Lord. Patient in getting out of Your way so that You can have Your perfect way. Patient from not letting us lean to our own understanding, but letting us acknowledge You in everything that we do and say. Patience, kindness, forgiveness. We must forgive in order to be forgiven. If we don't forgive, we can't be forgiven. So, Lord, help us to see You more clearly and desire You and Your character. Long-suffering. You have been long-suffering with us. Why can't we extend that grace and mercy to our brothers and sisters? You have forgiven us of our sins, Why can't we extend that to our brothers and sisters? It is you, God, and everything about you that created us in your image so that we can go out in the byways and the highways to compel people to come into your house so that it may be filled. Father God, I thank you and praise you for saving us. And not destroying us forever. In Jesus' name, I thank you, my friends. Go forth. Allow the Lord to work with you. Allow him to be in you. Be the difference that you want to be. Have a great day, friends.